Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Yudalid, Shavuos 14, will be starting on Amud Beis, pagination is 28, with Bo'i Rav Papa, which is three lines up from the wide. The pasuk in Parshas Vayikra described a carbon ola v'yored, a sliding scale type of carbon, which is brought in specific cases, which our mesechta began with. One was the case of Shavuos, an oath, where a person made lahora o lehetiv, something to do bad or do good in the future. And we said that that's Shehen Arba. Those two cases end up being four because we do date back as well. If he claims that he did do the bad thing in the past or he did do the good thing in the past. So we have Shtayin, two types of oaths, Shehin Arba, which are four. Likewise, in the same section of the Psukim, we have a case of Yedios Hatuma, a case where a person became ritually impure, v'ne'elami menu, and something was missing from his knowledge that caused him to do the violation of him, a tame person, coming in contact with Kodesh, either the place of Kodesh or things that are Kodesh, and that violation was v'ne'elami menu. It was a mistaken activity because something was hidden from him. So it's shtayim. It's a case where there are two examples of that, where he forgot the tumah and he either ate Kodesh or went to a place that was Kodesh holy. But it's also Shehein Arba, where he knew that he was Tameh, but he forgot that this is a place of Kodesh or a place that's Kodesh or a thing that's Kodesh. But Zachar who has a tumah, he remembers the tumah. So that's also a case of shtayim shehin arba, as our original Mishnah in the Masechta presented it. Two cases where he forgot the tumah, and two cases where he remembered the tumah but forgot that it's Kodesh or Mikdash. We have two questions that are presented over here on Yedalad Amud Beis. One of them regarding the forgetfulness on the tumah, and one of them regarding the forgetfulness on the place of Kodesh. Bo'i Rav Papa asked the following question. Ne'elmu mimenu hilchos tumah mahu. If a person forgot the laws of tumah, what is the halacha? It's not that he didn't realize he's Tameh. He forgot the halachas of Tumah, so he knows that something happened, but doesn't realize the ramifications. Hechi Dami asks the Gemara, what's your case? Ilema de lo yada isheretz Tameh, it's fardeya Tameh. If he doesn't know if a sheretz is Tameh or a frog is Tameh, he doesn't know the difference. Zilkari Beiravhu, that's something that you could find out, basic translation, in the children's school. It's not a big deal. And that would not be considered ne'elam, something that's hidden from him. It is interesting that the confusion that's presented as an example is the difference between a sheretz and a tzfardeya. And indeed, according to many, the tzov of the pasuk in Parsha Shemini is a toad, as opposed to a tzfardeya, a frog, which looks very similar to the average person, but they're considered two totally different types of creatures. The tzov has a thicker skin. It actually can be used as a hide, and the tzfardeya, although it looks similar, is a different creature. Very thin skin and is not a sheretz. So the tzov is a sheretz. And it's interesting that the Gemara goes ahead and says the difference between the sheretz and the tzfardeya is so basic. It's a translation of the psukim, and the children know that, and that's not considered our question. La'olam diyoda b'tuma sheretz. We're talking about a person who definitely knows about the tuma of the sheretz, and he knows what is a sheretz. Uchagon denoga b'cha adosha, but he touched a very small piece. V'lo yoda, and he doesn't know, ka adosha imitame o lo mitame. Is this small piece metame, make him ritually impure or not? Mai. And therefore, we have a question. This is Rav Papa's question. Kevin de yoda de metame sheretz ba'olam. He knows basically that these sheratzim, these specific creatures that are mentioned, will make someone tame. Yediyahi, that's enough to be called knowing. O dilma, kevin de ka'adosha lo yoda imitame ilo mitame ha'alomahi. Or because he didn't know the nuances, how big the piece of this creature has to be to make tuma, ha'alomahi, it's considered hidden from him. Teku, let the question stand. A second question. Bo'i Rabbi Yirmiya asks, Ben Bovel, a person who is a Babylonian, he doesn't live in the land of Israel. Sha'ol ala Eretz Yisrael, and he goes up to the land of Israel. V'ne'ela mimenu mekom mikdash, and he doesn't know the place of the Beis HaMikdash. He's a tourist. So he's walking around, and he ends up walking into the place of the Mikdash, and he is Tamei. He knows he's Tamei. What was missing in his knowledge base was that this is a place of Kedusha. Mahu, what's the halacha? Aliba deman, how are you understanding this question? Let's skip to the third line where the Gemara gives the answer. Lo tzricha, the case would be aliba de Rebbe. According to Rebbe, deboi yedia betchila, he requires that you know about it before, and then there's a halama, a forgetfulness that followed the yedia. The forgetfulness has to follow a knowledge. U'mechayev al hela mikdash, and he does include forgetting the place of the mikdash in such an example. V'omar, and he says, yediyas beis rabo shema yediya. The knowledge from childhood is considered knowledge. My, what's the halacha? Kevin diyagda di'ika mikdash ba'olam. This Babylonian knows that there's such a thing as the Beis HaMikdash. Jews all over yearn for the Yerushalayim, for the Beis HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. They know about this. Yediyahi, you could call it knowledge. O dilma, or maybe, kevin de mekomo lo yodale. It was totally abstract. It's totally theoretical. He can't point and say, this is the place of the Mikdash. He never knew that. So what kind of forgetfulness is there over here if he never knew? Ha'alamahi, it's hidden from him totally. Teku, let the question stand. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shgogos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis, tells us that indeed, Hareza Safik, these two cases are going to be doubtful if he should be bringing the Karban Ola V'Yored or not. The case of Rav Papa, where he's not sure of the nuances in Hilchos Tuma, or the case of Rabbi Yirmiya, where he's not sure about the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Rambam presents that he's in a bit of a quandary, because usually when you have a Safik, and it's in Tuma, it's something serious, so you would try to be machmir in some way. You would try to require that we be stringent, but you always have to think, what is called being stringent? Says the Rambam, Yirali, it seems to me, She'elu achayavim korban misafek, these people that are obligated in a korban from doubt, einon mevi'im korban, you can't bring the korban. They should be doing it, to be strict, but they can't. Shema yachnisu chulin la'azara, there's a downside that they're bringing a non-carbon into the Beis HaMikdash without justification. V'im tomar, says the Rambam, and if you'll ask me, we have such a case of doubt that we did find a solution to be machmir. Halochatos ha'of bo al safek ve'ena ne'echelas. There's a case of chatos ha'of that's brought on doubt, and our solution is bring the carbon and don't eat it. Mipnei, but that's because she'amevios ha'mechusa kipurim asa lecho b'kodshim at she'yavi kaparoso. Because over there we weren't sure, and if he doesn't do it, he'll never be able to eat kodshim. So he has to proceed and bring it out of doubt so that we could restore him to normal living. And therefore we'll bring something that might be chulin into the azara shechtet and just not eat it. But over here, he's not missing an atonement that will enable him to be restored to his former status, to be able to go somewhere or eat something. This is just an obligation to bring a carbon of atonement. Eini mevi carbon misafik, says the Rambam. In such a case, we really would want to be strict. We would want you to bring the olav yored, but we can't because the downside. And there's nothing compelling because you're no less a functional Jew without bringing the carbon than you would be if you brought the carbon. It's just that you seemingly have an obligation to bring the carbon, but you're going to end up being an ones. You're stuck. You can't bring it because you're not sure. And such a person is not restricted in any way because he didn't bring it. And if we're worried, just to continue the thought process about what is he going to do about his obligation to bring the carbon, so either one can understand that he's not obligated because he's not allowed, so it just is not there as an obligation. Or if we really wanted to say, but there's an atonement that's missing, there's a mitzvah that's missing, and all of that is simply going to be accomplished by the tshuva that he does because of the shogeg, just like when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, he achieves his kapara through tshuva. So in such a case where a carbon is not available to him, he'll also achieve his kapara through teshuva. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.